Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Son, you can negotiate in good faith while also poking a little bit of fun at some of the absurdities of the Democrats' positions and even, you know, poking some fun at the absurdity of the Democrats themselves. I mean, I'll tell Hakeem Jeffries right now, I make this solemn promise to you that if you help us reopen the government, the sombrero memes will stop. And I talked to the president of the United States about that.
He got the assurance from Trump.
Yes.
If we reopen the government, no more memes.
No more
with the sombrero
memes of you, little Hakeem. You're going to be just fine. That was J.D. Vance yesterday. I heard a report this morning from Fox News there at the top of the hour. Chad Pergram is saying there appear to be some cracks in the ice, so to speak. I'm sure the Democrats would love me making an ice reference in all of this.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not the kind of ice you're thinking. It's not Immigration and Customs Enforcement. It is the ice among the remaining Democrats in the Senate. Right. There's what, 47 of them. They need five more, I think, in order to get this to the 60 vote limit and let the government reopen. Chad Pergram's reporting there may be some cracks in that. And we're waiting to see how that develops this morning. Now, you know, it's too late for Dan because he's already put his money on 17 days.
17 days. I thought they were going to go to the mat on this.
I thought maybe 10 days. But Chad Pergram's leading us to believe maybe it doesn't last that long. We've got Congressman Jason Smith from the 8th Congressional District on the line this morning. Congressman, welcome back.
It's great to be with you, Mark.
It's great to have you on this morning. You know, I played that bite off the top of the show there from J.D. Vance yesterday, promising to stop the sombrero memes if Hakeem Jeffries will just come back and reopen the government. All joking aside, where do you think things stand right now?
Well, I mean, first off, Hakeem Jeffries shut down government because we passed the funding bill without any of his people, including himself, helping him. And so Hakeem doesn't matter. It's the United Senate Democrats that matter because of the crazy 60 vote filibuster rule. And they're refusing to do something that they did 13 times when the Democrats controlled the White House, the House, and the Senate. They even did it as recent as in March. The only thing is Donald Trump supports keeping government open, and they want to work against it. It is crazy to me, Mark, their demands. Right now, they are demanding that they will not reopen government unless we fund welfare benefits for illegals, unless we eliminate the $50 billion invested in rural health care. I mean, these folks are not for Americans. They're definitely not for rural Americans. They're definitely for illegals.
Yeah, it, even though they deny that every time they get on camera. And even if it's not the primary issue here, the Obamacare subsidies, I heard the majority leader Thune say we're willing to sit down and talk about that, but not while the government shut down.
Exactly. Why would you allow them to hold you hostage for something that doesn't even expire until December 31st? funding expired on September 30th. That we need to do what's before us. What they're asking on the premium health tax, Mark, it is bailouts for insurance companies.
Yep.
This does not go to individuals. It's not a tax credit. No Republican has ever voted for these in the House or in the Senate in the last decade. And to think that they're demanding us spend $400 billion for health care for illegals and health care for people who make $600,000 a year, that is un-American.
Yeah. What else do you think? Because my fear is that we get weak-kneed on this, that the Senate gets enough pressure from enough departments in different parts of the country where monuments and parks are closed down, and we know how that pressure can get applied by the mainstream media. Do you think we've got the heart here to stay the course, or do you think this thing that the Republicans could bend?
Republicans better bend when it comes to delivering on the values that the 77 million Americans voted for in November, sending Donald Trump to the White House and to have a House majority and a Senate majority. We have to govern like that. That's what we've been doing. In regards to the national parks, that is at the discretion of the President of the United States. And so far, he's been keeping the national parks where they're available. People can visit them. And so it is surprising to me that Democrats are upset with the amount of government spending. So they want no government spending and they create a government shutdown. And they don't understand. They're relinquishing their power to the President of the United States, who they hate. And so Donald Trump has so much discretion on deciding who are essential employees, who aren't. He can eliminate people that he finds non-essential, and they don't ever have to come back. And he can eliminate different programs within the federal government that they just simply find not fit.
Right.
I would say the president's really looking at those priorities right now.
Breitbart's got a story out this morning that they've announced $8 billion in Green New Deal cancellations amid these government shutdowns. Is that money that, if it's been appropriated, the president can just cancel?
Yeah. You know, he can also go through the rescissions process. Yeah. But in a government shutdown, there's special rules and regulations. It's so much different than any other time because the administration is the one choosing how resources are allocated. Congress is not. The president is. And that creates a huge, huge dynamic that my Democrat colleagues are apparently not paying attention.
Yeah, they don't understand that during a shutdown, there really are no guardrails, right? I mean, there's no clear-cut process of what's allowed, not allowed, and it does fully go to the power of the president, right? The administration decides what gets funded.
It does, but the logic of my colleagues on the other side of the aisle is just not there because they are being controlled by their liberal base. AOC is in the rearview mirror of Senator Schumer, and Senator Schumer is afraid of losing a primary to AOC, and she is demanding shut down government to stop Donald Trump. Well, you're seeing how that's playing out right now. The liberal base of the Democrat Party is destroying America.
Well, and she said yesterday, come negotiate with me. Is that not a complete slap in the face to Schumer? I mean, she flat out came out and said, if you want to talk and get a deal done, you come talk to me. I'm like, well, what?
Well, they probably do need to talk to her because she's probably going to be the Democrat nominee for president because she's the leader of their party. There's
wow.
no question. Like,
wow.
she is the absolute leader of their party. She controls the Democrat agenda in Washington.
Yeah. Congressman, you and I talked about this over the last couple of years, the idea of getting back to regular budgeting and appropriations bills. You guys have done that, and the Senate needs to take those up, and that's really all come to a screeching halt now, right?
It has. You know, we passed every one of the funding bills out of the out of committee. We passed, I think, 82% of all funding bills out of the House. That's over in the Senate. The process of passing all 12 funding bills should be a reality and be something that happens all the time. These like hitting the deadline for our funding on September 30th is just ridiculous. Like, get the job done. Like, I'm not an appropriator. I'm in charge of the tax committee.
Right.
I did my job. I made sure that the largest tax increase doesn't happen on Americans. Let's finish it. Let's make sure we fund government. We do our job.
Yeah, that's a great point. Congressman Jason Smith, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
It's good to be with you, Mark. Take care.
Take care of yourself. Good to get him on here this morning and get his thoughts on where this thing stands. It just seems so clear cut. I still watch MSNBC and the others and watch them dancing around in circles, somehow trying to blame this on anybody other than Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries. There's nobody else out there.
Their TDS is just blinding them, yes. Right? I mean, their TDS is actually funny to watch it unfold because they get so caught up in anti-Trump, what yet their action gives the man more power. I mean, they don't understand even the rules of a shutdown. It's like you've just taken all power away from Congress and appropriations during a shutdown. The president has sole authority of what gets funded and what doesn't. So do you think he's going to fund any of your priorities?
Do you think
you're going to get any of what you want funded during a shutdown period? Absolutely not.
And
likely cut. He's going to go after some of those liberal NPRs of the world and certain museums that are putting wokeism out there. He could just go in there and gut them during the shutdown.
Let me get to the break here. We're going to get to former Senator Jim Talent. A couple things I want to talk to you about, not just the shutdown, but there's now word out this morning that Trump's plan for Gaza has gotten the support of the Palestinian Authority. And now that just really alienates Hamas even more if they don't sign on to this. We'll get Jim's thoughts on that coming up.
Raise your hand if your government plan would provide coverage for undocumented immigrants.
Jim Talent on the line with us this morning, former Missouri senator. And Jim, that was Savannah Guthrie back in the 2020 Democratic primary with Joe Biden and all the rest of them up on stage. And of course, they all answered that question affirmatively. Yes, my health care plan would cover illegal aliens, but they will all look you in the eye today and tell you that that's not what this government shutdown is all about. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, to be fair, Mark, I don't think it really is all about that. I think it's all about the Democrats having to throw their progressive base something, right? In other words, they're not fighting hard enough. And so they're going to, shut down the government to show how hard they're fighting President Trump. And then they say, you know, we got to come up with a reason.
Yeah.
And so they say, well, it's healthcare costs. And what they didn't realize was their demand regarding health care would result in paying premiums and covering a lot of people who are in the country illegally. So now they're kind of stuck on that. I think this is an internal thing within the Democratic Party. I think this is Schumer and some of the others concerned about primaries. And, you know, Mark, you can tell that because they lost three Democrats at the beginning. In other words, there's a number of them who are saying this is going to take us off a cliff and we're not going. In other words, you guys can walk off if you want to. We're not walking off. So I thought originally that Schumer might have something up his sleeve. It's now really beginning to look like as big a screw up as it appeared to be at the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree.
Well, and he was for it before he was against it, right? I mean, the flip-flop nature of this party is unbelievable. How, you know, when was the previous threat of a shutdown? And he was like, we absolutely can't do this. The government must stay open. Da, da, da. Now, suddenly, the government staying open isn't really that important.
Yeah, and what it may have been, they may have decided, I don't know, some time ago to do this. And then the Republicans just produced a clean CR, which is not the thing you're going to do this on, right? In other words, if you're going to do it, you do it because there's something in the bill that other than just, well, we're going to keep the government going for another 6 weeks while we figure everything out. I mean, that's unfortunately standard procedure in Washington. Now, what I like to point out is, because I'm really pleased about it, is that Congress has actually passed a number of appropriations bills, which we've needed to do for years. And what they want the 6 weeks for is to get those to the, you know, to the finishing line, to the president. That would be a really good thing if we can actually start budgeting and appropriating again. And that's what they want to do with this 6 weeks. It's a good government thing. So I don't know how the Democrats going to get out of this hole. It's other than just at some point, a number of them will cave and then they'll pass the CR and get to real work.
Yeah. Well, Jim, I know at one point, for those of us who remember during the first Trump administration, you had had some discussions, or there were some discussions of your name as becoming Secretary of War, because that's what it would be now. I wanted to get your reaction to what Pete Hegseth told the some of the generals this week. Here's a clip from
that. I'm also directing that warfighters in combat jobs execute their service fitness test at a gender-neutral, age-normed male standard scored above 70%. Frankly, it's tiring to look out at combat formations, or really any formation, and see fat troops. Likewise, it's completely unacceptable to see fat generals and admirals in the halls of the Pentagon and leading commands around the country and the world.
Yep. So I don't know if you got to see any or all of that, but any thoughts on what Hegseth is, the message he's sending that we're getting back to business?
Yeah, I saw a lot of it, and you were kind enough to mention I've been considered for that job from time to time. That's exactly what I would have done, both because it's the right thing in and of itself for all the reasons that the secretary mentioned, but also because of the effect of it on the culture. You know, it's like a team that has been underperforming, and you bring in a manager or a coach who says, we're going to get into the best shape of our lives, right? In other words, it's a message that you're aiming for excellence. And in the context of the department in the Pentagon, it's a life or death issue. And this is what people have to understand. I mean, this is a war fighting organism, and it has to run on merit. It has to run on cohesion behind the mission. People have to be in shape. They have to demand the most out of themselves, and we have to dump. That's the other part of the speech I like so much. All this DEI stuff, you know, Mark, the Department is of Defense or War or whatever is like the greatest achievement in the aspirations of the civil rights movement in the country. Yeah. I mean, it integrated right away, and I could go on and on. So yes, it was the right thing. And Hegseth is able to deliver it from a platform like that because he served. See, that's probably something I couldn't have done because I never served in the military, but I'd have done the policy. No question about
and
that.
He's out there running PT with some of those guys sometimes too, which is pretty amazing.
That would have been a problem. That would have been a problem for me also, right?
Oh, Jim, thank you as always. We appreciate having you on.
Okay, guys.
Yeah, awesome. We'll talk to you soon. That would have been a problem for a lot of us. Maybe not Dan Buck down here, who still plays baseball all the time. But, yeah, not me. Thank you. Not these days, anyway. I'd be tendering my resignation, I think, at this point. All right, coming up bottom of the hour, we're going to get to a Buck Don't Give a Bleep. Stay tuned.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles. like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Lord of life, bless this water. May it awaken our hearts, cleanse our indifference, soothe our grief, and renew our hope through Christ our Lord.
Yeah, no, that was not a Saturday Night Live skit. That was the Pope, Pope Leo, the new, and I'm afraid carries the title, the woke American Pope, blessing a chunk of ice. Yeah.
Glacier ice, right.
To make a point at some climate, political climate change conference. When did the papacy start getting involved in issues like that? Now, he's going to talk about immigration. If he's going to talk like he did earlier, I've got the soundbite about saying you can't be pro-life if you're anti-immigration or all this stuff. I get that. He's going to talk about what he believes to be his interpretation of church doctrine. But climate change? Where's the church connection here? There's so many more important issues in the world facing not only the Catholic Church, but Christians,
yeah,
that he wastes 45 minutes or 50 minutes of his time at a climate change protest conference and actually goes to the trouble to walk up and lay hands on a chunk of ice and bless it. To draw more attention to climate change.
Yet,
seriously.
Yet, you know, the Vatican stays quiet all through COVID when churches were being shut down, when freedom of speech was being challenged, when bodily autonomy was being, you know, perpetrated on not only employees all over the country, but in Catholic institutions. They were firing people if you didn't get a vaccine. I mean, where was the church standing up for freedoms then, you know, and being an advocate? And right now, I'll be honest with you, he needs to be in front of the UN, and he should have been at the recent summit of the UN talking about the Nigerian
genocide.
I mean,
Christians.
Oh my gosh, thousands of Christians being slaughtered and murdered, most of which are Catholic. You want to pick your battles? You want to pick your fights? Go defend your church that's being attacked by Muslims in Nigeria. What are you doing in climate change? It's not the papacy. Protect your church. You know, go save souls, for goodness sakes. And let's get onto the political spectrum. Leave that to the scientists and let them argue that point. It aggravates me as a cradle Catholic, as a guy who grew up in the faith. I can no longer tolerate not only what's coming out of the Vatican, but what's coming out of our pulpits. The weak-kneed, lack of calling out people. I mean, you know, what Charlie Kirk did is what the Catholic Church should have been doing, right? And that's calling out the lies of the left and calling out the evil being perpetrated on our children through transgender, you know, transitions. That's the stuff the church should be worried about, not going after these politicals. I'm sorry. I get all worked up about this.
I'm glad you. So I'm not Catholic, and it's important to me to hear that from the mouth of somebody who was raised Catholic. I think it's ridiculous, but I don't follow the Catholic Church. I'm not a follower. I'm not a member of the Catholic Church. As an outsider looking at this, it seems like misplaced priorities to me for the Pope to be doing that. This is Daily Mail coverage of it. Pope Leo went after Donald Trump and the GOP with a bizarre blessing of a block of ice to protest against climate change deniers. He said, "We will raise hope by demanding that leaders act with courage and not delay," said Leo as he gave the frozen water his blessing. And then he asked, "Will you join us?" And he slammed skeptics who ridicule those who speak of global warming. You know, I don't know about you. He even had Arnold Schwarzenegger there. Of course, actor and former California governor, just to show you how crazy they are in California. The guy used to be a Republican. I don't know what he is these days. And it was an encyclical cast care for the planet as an urgent and existential moral concern, and launched a global grassroots movement to advocate for caring for God's creation and the people most harmed by its exploitation. That's what this was about. And you just heard Dan say thousands of Christians being slaughtered in Africa. And this is where the Pope chose to maybe he's commented on the genocide. I don't follow him because I'm not Catholic.
The whole world's silent on what's going on in Nigeria, and I don't get it. I don't understand how you have all these protesters. Where's the student protest for over 110,000 murders in Nigeria of all Christians being targeted for their faith by Muslims? We know who the killers are. Now the Nigerian government wants to decline it. I mean, they don't want to, you know, talk it up because they're also under the influence of what's going on over there. But the bottom line is the UN ignores it, the media ignores it, and the church is ignoring it. Well, if the church isn't going to be outspoken about it, who is? I mean, these are, you know, 1,400 churches have been burned to the ground in the past 20 years as they try to, you know, go after Christians in that country. It's got to stop, and nobody's out there talking about it. It's unbelievable.
The Pope was talking about the fact that you are a hypocrite if you claim you're anti-abortion, but you support the death penalty, or you claim you're pro-life, I should say would be the correct term for it, and you support the wall.
Or the death penalty, too. He went into that.
He wanted the death penalty. Listen to this. Go to cut six for us, please, Ethan.
Someone who says I'm against abortion but says I'm in favor of the death penalty is not really pro-life. So someone who says that I'm against abortion but I'm in agreement with the inhuman treatment of immigrants who are in the United States, I don't know if that's pro-life. So they're very complex issues. I don't know if anyone has all the truth on them, but I would ask first and foremost that there be greater respect for one another and that we search together, both as human beings, in that case as American citizens or citizens of the state of Illinois, as well as Catholics, to say we need to, you know, really look closely at all of these ethical issues and to find the way forward as church.
Hey, Pope Leo, here's a thought. Why don't you go find some truth in the Bible? All right. Why don't you go read Acts and Romans and Leviticus and Exodus that all talk about the right to have death as a sentence for sin, okay, including the murder of others. It is clearly biblical and supported, both New Testament and Old Testament, that a person who commits grievous sin against others should be put to death. I mean, but here's the argument. If he thinks that those biblical teachings are not right, then tell me, give me your version of the Bible. The guy ignores, and this is the problem with the Catholic Church, they ignore the good book. They ignore ever bringing biblical teachings to what they're talking about. Show me in the Bible where it says that the Green New Deal is a good deal and why we need to do that, right? Because a few scientists think a couple degree change over the course of a century. Well, the Earth's been evolving.
Thank you.
Cold
Ask
and hot
the dinosaurs.
For the beginning.
Yeah.
From the beginning, we've had hot and cold periods forever. And yes, the Earth does evolve. It's a living organism, right? And it just amazes me that he doesn't back what he says or his positions with any type of scriptural defense. Whereas I could go and give you multiple examples of biblical references that says death is an allowable punishment to people who create grave sin against others. Yeah, but to then say I'm not pro-life because I defend the unborn, you know, who's an innocent life and has done nothing wrong in the equation and are just being exterminated. You know, he minimizes the pro-life movement when he says things like that.
I could not agree more with that. And I don't know where it goes from here. I mean, I had briefly some hope that the church was going to kind of turn away from that direction, but it's pretty clear from
John Paul
his comments
back.
Yesterday that it is not. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Dan's segment up next, and he's got a great evidence today of just if your name is Reverend Al Sharpton, there's so many things in life that you get wrong. That it's kind of hard to keep up with some of them.
Show some respect.
But he definitely got that one wrong and the next one. We'll be back in just a minute.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But don't give a f***.
It's Thankful Thursday, where we go out on the internet and on social media apps, and we find things to be grateful for. Sometimes it's people expressing their thanks or gratitude. In this case, I'm expressing gratitude for a strong, outspoken Republican, African-American congressman up in the state of Michigan. Just when you think Michigan is a lost cause, you get to hear from this guy. I am telling you, you're going to love John James. If you don't follow him, I strongly recommend you go out on X. Go to John James Michigan, MI. So John James MI, and you're going to get to hear the really good wisdom of this great father, a former military guy. But he absolutely eviscerated Reverend Al. Reverend Al on... He apparently went on MSDNC the other day and basically said there's no black congressman anymore in Michigan, and that's why all of the problems are happening, that they're not represented. Just listen to him tear Al apart here. Hit it, Ethan.
Now, I don't watch MSDNC, but someone just sent me a clip of Reverend Al Sharpton claiming Michigan
doesn't have a black congressman.
Because there's been tensions. There are no black members of Congress now from Michigan, first time in decades.
Al, are you that blind? I'm here, and I exist whether you like it or not. I went to war for the right to think for myself. You are not going to erase me because I don't fit your bigoted idea of what a black man is or has a right to be. I'm a West Point grad, Ranger qualified Apache pilot, combat veteran, and businessman. I have one wife, two master's degrees, three kids, and I am the black congressman from Michigan. And yes, I am a Republican. Not because the party's perfect, but because it's the platform that most aligns with the economic and moral values that my grandmama taught me. But unlike some people, politics has not become my religion, though Michigan is my mission field and service is my calling. My loyalty is to God, my country, and my family. In 2024, more young black men gave President Trump a serious look for jobs, paycheck, safety, and respect. Your blindness, Reverend, is part of the reason we can't have nice things. But we can change that. Come to Detroit. Talk to some of us. Let's you and I have a little debate about whether decades of Democrat control is working out for black families and neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Or if it's time for Michigan's first black governor to bring positive change for everybody.
That's right. He is running for governor up there. Now, he's kind of a newcomer to politics. He just got in Congress in 23. He had a couple unsuccessful runs in 18 and 20. But he's starting to get hold. And when you hear him speak like that, you're like, yeah, I could vote for that guy.
Yeah.
I could definitely honestly vote for you. He's running third right now in the Republican side on that, but a couple of the folks below him, it's like a six-person race right now, are talking about endorsing him. He's kind of about, he's about 15 points off the pace. So he has to step it up.
I hate to hear that.
Yeah, he's a great dude. He's in a part of a redistricting that the Democrat controlled house up there thought they could redistrict this area and win it. He went in there and surprised them and won that district. It is predominantly black. Not predominantly,
well, so
it's about 50%.
He's looking at him, I'd say he's predominantly black.
Yeah, and he went out there, ran a great campaign, and took that seat, that congressional seat up in Michigan as part of that Michigan and the wave that Donald Trump created in 24. But now he's, looking at running for governor. I just like hearing guys like that being bold and going after people like Al Sharpton.
Well, sure, because yeah. Sharpton just says dumb things.
Show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
Respect.
Respect. Show me some respect. I don't know. I love to see Michigan. Michigan baffles me that you could elect somebody like Gretchen Whitmer and whoever that lady was that they had before. I can't remember her name now. I think she was actually born in Canada, so she had higher political aspirations. Biden put her in his administration. I think maybe she became the EPA director or something under Biden, if I remember that correctly.
Well, and Dearborn is the, you know, the calling card, if you will. It's the prototype that the Muslim community
yes.
likes to look at
yeah.
and says, hey, we're 90... This half this town, it's kind of an east-west thing up there in Dearborn, but the entire east side is like 90% Muslim. The other side is only about 30% Muslim. But that's kind of the prototype. New York's their next target, right? They can imagine if Mondami wins, guys. He's not just a socialist, but you're going to see some of these Muslim extremist ideas coming forward in that city as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just... shocking the way that state has turned. I hope he tell us his Twitter handle again.
Yeah, his handle is John. James.
Is it James?
John James. But I'm making
M-I.
sure. M-I, Michigan, exactly.
Yeah.
So
right.
And that's on X.
Go check him out. All right, Dan's going to get out of here. He's got an appointment. He's got to get to. We appreciate you, my friend.
Awesome, brother.
We'll
see you guys Monday.
We'll see you back here Monday. He will be out of town tomorrow, and then back on Monday. Coming up, we'll get to the former mayor of Chesterfield. City's buying a big building out there that's been pretty controversial. We're going to get an update on that for you at about 8:22 in Griff Jenkins later in the hour.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.